That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jessica McKenna, give it up for Jacob Russell Snyder
on the keys.
San Francisco Zone.
And now we sit. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Sorry for that energy. It was a lie. We will no longer maintain it.
We contractually can't stand for longer than that.
We can't.
I wouldn't know what to do. My calves would explode. I'm a fragile boy.
We're so happy you're here. Thank you so much, San Francisco, for coming out.
Yes, thank you.
Zach,
I mean that.
So proper.
Thank you. Each and every one of you. I don't have time to do it one by one, but I do feel it. I feel it for all of you. I know, rude.
What?
Of me. I'm sorry.
Not rude. Thankful.
Yes, thankful. No, rude of me to not be able to thank them individually.
Oh, well,
we
I don't
fighting
think so.
Now?
Is this a fight?
This is a fight.
Oh, gosh.
You're watching our first fight.
Hold on to your hat.
And it's bad.
Oh, we've done it, though, you guys. We've had this fight. It's over. And also, we have a guest. Oh.
I feel so much better now. Let's get a mediating force in here.
In between we are so excited to see what's going to happen. Oh, my gosh. We were like, boy, oh, boy, this soundcheck. We are singing, so get ready for some singing. We are so happy to welcome to the stage. He's been on The Tonight Show. He's going to be in a musical in Toronto. You can see him the rest of this weekend. Please welcome Sean Cullen. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Owie, owie, owie.
These are the best chairs.
Get those calves back down.
You're on fire. Your calves are, I can feel the heat.
Thank you.
From here.
You can tell by looking at me that I spend most of my life in the gym.
Yeah, you do. I do a lot of writhing. To stay fit, I writhe on the ground.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
We're doing some hot topical San Francisco talk backstage about how y'all got hills.
Y'all got y'all mad got hills. They go up, they go down, and you have to
no,
use
they
them
don't
all.
Go down. You will keep walking up. There's no, when you go to a place, you think, oh, I'm going to be walking down on the way home, and no. You're not.
This is where all of our grandparents grew up, and they were like,
stop.
I walked uphill both ways. Like, oh.
Boy, I was right there with you.
We're not fighting anymore.
We're not fighting. It's over. This is how we walk to school, both directions uphill. I do feel like cities must. Did you all just like tense your shoulders? Like, please don't say that. Please don't talk about the dang bridge. Like, there's got to be like
it's
the
so
top.
So beautiful.
It's so nice.
It's going to connect two bodies of land.
I love things that beat water.
Yeah, no.
It's things,
anything that can triumph over water is one of my friends.
Yeah. I feel like we as a planet, though, are definitely winning on the war against water. We're doing good.
But don't count water out.
Oh, you can't. If you sleep on water even for a second,
it will creep.
You will drown.
It'll seep.
We go now to a ship.
Very good.
In the middle of the sea. Captain, look up. There's water from there too.
I'm aware of rain as a source of water. Thank you.
But Captain, look at my face. There's water there too.
The water of tears that comes from your eyes.
It's just the enemy is everywhere.
A child, a child running wild. I used to wonder when I'd be dry, when I'd stop this crying time, when I would have a moment where I'd feel the arid kiss of land. Could have been anything you wanted to a barista.
But or, sir.
Yes?
Even a barista making steam and coffee and cream. They are using water when they use that steam.
It's like a dream that you never wake from. Water is coming and water will come. When you believe.
Alright, everyone. What's that?
Oh, sorry, I was just making myself a cappuccino.
Everyone, I need to...
Damn your eyes! This is not a cappuccino making machine! This is a damn boat!
Sorry, sirs. I just thought maybe we should use this new machine I got so we could have a slight cappuccino.
You're new on this ship. What's your name?
I don't have liquid in my cappuccino.
Don't you know the captain does not have liquid in his cappuccinos?
I take a small spoon and I shovel coffee directly into my mouth.
Small! And the spoon is small because the captain is a cautious man. Again, what is your name?
Peter, I'm sorry. I just thought that I should make a small... My dad said, Peter, if you're going to join the ship... You gotta make yourself useful, and the only thing I know how to do.
Damn your eyes! The ship is your father now, Peter.
We call the ship Daddy. It's the Daddy ship.
HMS Daddy.
HMS.
Yes, sirs. Yes, sirs.
Her Majesty's ship, Daddy.
Yes, sirs. Yes, sirs. I'm proud to pledge my allegiance to you, custodians of my daddy, the ship.
We're all in Daddy. We're all in Daddy. Sailing on the seas are our mother. Our father is plowing the way.
And our mother hates her father.
and our father returns in kind, and we're at war with our mother because we're on daddy's side, and we live inside of daddy,
live inside of daddy,
and he keeps us safe. With lightning and wave on HMS Daddy.
We have to join the Navy. I shouldn't have joined the Navy, because back home my mommy is kind and my daddy is respectful, and they have a mutual bond. But now I am here with a bitter daddy and an angry mom of a pond.
HMS Daddy!
HMS Daddy!
Oh, what have I done? Maybe I can leave this daddy and see if mommy's more fun. Peter, you know you're being foolish. Can't live under the sea. They've told you that your whole life. Down there, Peter, you cannot breathe. But what if you try, Peter? Just now, just go.
Peter.
Leave these old Navy men up in their ship and see where the
Peter!
What?
We are the mermen who live in the sea.
I knew it!
We can breathe water and we are quite free, floating among all the waves in the sea. I know I've got a weird tale, but I will never fail to love my mother, the water and waves. I am a merman.
Oh, hey, merman! Excuse me.
Yes?
Hello. Hello. My name's Peter, and I just realized I can breathe underwater. I knew it. I always thought it. We used to go on school trips to the seaside, and I thought, oh, I bet I could do it. And they said, Peter, come back. It's time for German bricks.
German bricks? Why, that's the favorite food of the merman.
Really?
We make jam out of algae and bricks out of brick.
Mervin, who is this outsider you have found?
Glenar.
Mervin, this human boy seems to be able to breathe.
Silence, Glenar.
I'm sorry, my lord, I have spoken out of turn. But realize, boy, you stand before Mervin.
Do not know the legend! The child!
I'm sorry.
Who was lost upon the dirt place?
Everyone knows the story of the ancient child lost to the dirt place, fated to return one day to save us all, but surely this cannot be.
Don't call me Shirley!
I'm sorry to eavesdrop. I also can hear underwater. It's a lot.
Well, sound travels better underwater, you know.
Oh, I'm learning so much, but...
Sound travels better. Light travels faster.
Cats don't travel at all.
Cats die
in water. Cats die in water, but I live. And I'm not a cat.
That's really not important right now.
No, no. It's all so brilliant, but I can't help but overhear that you were speaking of, well, some sort of chosen boy. And that's exactly what I thought when I was an orphan, alone in that orphanage.
I overheard you speaking of your father and mother and how well they got along.
Yes, well, yes, I... Oh, you heard that, yes. Well, I'm just surprised. I didn't know you could go above this. Oh, did it travel? Sound travels
so well.
Wow! No, they adopted me. They adopted me when
I see.
Yes, I was the only child left in the orphanage before.
actually, the orphanage was did a great job. Whenever parents would come in, the kids just flew off the shelves. But not me, because I was a peculiar child, but finally my old mumsy and dadsy came and they collected me and I had a great life from about 12 to now 15, where I had to go aboard a ship, but from the ages of 0 to 12, I lived in a sad orphanage where we'd go on sad seaside trips, and I'd look at the sea and I said, I bet I can breathe in there, and they said, come back, Peter, for jam and bricks.
So the kids flew off the shelves, except for you, who were there for 12 years.
That's right, because as I said, I was a peculiar child.
I agree, surely.
I wish we could go back there and look at that orphanage now.
You are coming in here thinking you're all special and all that. You're nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
You tell him, Marshall. You put him right in his place.
I will, Dansmidge.
Wait.
You may be hard, but you're not right. You see, you may be hard, but you're not right about me.
Let's have
jam. You're not right.
Let's have jam and bricks
again.
Let's have jam and bricks,
my friend.
We'll put some jam on them,
and then we'll eat it with bricks.
Let's have jam and bricks.
You two may think you're so brilliant, bullying me around the schoolyard, and I know you both have parents who want to adopt you and give you the best chance in the world.
You know what else?
What?
We're getting adopted tomorrow. Both of us are leaving here tomorrow. And you are not.
You may be hard, but you're not
just thinking about
you
tomorrow. Good to hear the cobwebs and the swallow.
King!
I'm
know your place,
wait,
boy! Labor!
I'm sorry.
Know your place!
I'm sorry.
It is beside the kelp forest.
I'm sorry, can we go back for one second?
Sure.
Little boys. We can go back.
Worth it?
Yeah.
Good.
I just wanted to sort of close that loop in my mind. I'm sorry, Lord of the Merton.
Boy, for sale.
Where's he going then?
I just love musicals. Sorry. I have the King of the Mermen.
Yes.
And we can bring you into our fold.
I'd love that. I always knew. I always felt a calling. I used to have dreams about the waves, and I had a vision of me being heralded by trumpeting seahorses, and they were saying, where's the littlest one? She's missing her solo. And then I'd pop around and say, what about me, a young British boy?
My liege, may I speak with you for a moment?
Glavar.
You say that we should bring this land dirt child into our fold. And I will follow that, and I won't surreptitiously try to kill him behind your back. But I'm just saying, if it is the child of prophecy, you know that he is meant to become the next king of the Mermen, which would mean that you are about to be dead, so to speak. Or I guess, retiring. Can a king retire? I don't know. I am out of place.
Know your place, Glavar. But even if I were to die, to know that this kingdom would be in the hands of a young...
Peter!
A young Peter. Not necessarily this one.
Well, he's the only one we have. We have an old Peter, but
oh,
we all
right,
agree
Peter.
That would be a disaster.
Old Peter would be...
Hey, does someone talk to me, old Peter? Hey, I'm old Peter! Who wants to follow me?
Idiot.
Yeah. We both just did a very good impression of old Peter.
Old Peter.
Clap and laugh, boy, for the good impressions of old Peter we have just done.
I'm sorry, it's just I haven't met met old Peter, so I don't know.
No, you basically just did. He's
yes,
just like
twice. You met him twice. But even if I were to perish and become nothing more than a memory, I would be glad, for the dolphins would sing for me. And the clams would murmur. And down in the deep, the megalodon. Would play the trombone. Oh, megalodon, so talented yet so violent. When you're a king all the way. You've got to prove yourself every day. Making people do what they are told. And for that, you get a crown of gold. But sometimes I'm feeling sad and alone. Listening to the megalodon play his trombone. And I wonder if there ain't something more than wandering around on the ocean floor.
Blow, megalodon, blow. Blow your megalotrombone.
Blow,
megalodon. It sounds like a trumpet, but blow, megalodon, blow.
Clams are so talented, they just don't look at them because they can't move, but they are there every day.
I'm sorry, King. I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
What's that, Peter?
Do you see?
Yeah, I can see.
Do you see how the storm clouds are gathering above and the sea is getting dark?
Yes.
And do you see the shadow of that great ship approaching?
No, where is it?
Well, it's right over there.
Oh yes, okay.
I believe it's me old HMS Daddy ship.
All men to the topmast of the HMS Daddy. For now is the time we launch our attack on the sea. Turn all the cannons just basically down.
Cannons down, cannons down,
cannons down.
Cannons down to the bottom of the sea.
Cannons down,
cannons down,
cannons down to the bottom of the sea.
We could just throw the cannonballs over the side, basically. Put the cannonballs in the sea. Put the cannonballs in the sea.
Do you see them? Look! Oh, they're just gonna throw cannonballs over the edge at us. Careful, sir, watch out!
Yes, move very slowly to the right or left, Your Highness.
Very
slowly to the right or the left. Moving very slowly to the right or the left. Moving very slowly to the right or the left. If I get hit by a cannonball, I'm sure that this king will fall. A ball to the head and then I'll be dead. And what will I do?
Well, you'll be dead. So not much.
Thank you, Glaver, for clarifying that.
All men to the top mast of the HMS Daddy.
Fire, or throw cannonballs.
Yes. Sir, it doesn't seem to be doing anything. Shall we just sort of, I don't know, push the cannons over the side of the boat?
Sir, if I could point out, did you say all men to the top of the mast? We're all just standing up here on the top of the mast.
That's what I said. All men to the top of the mast where we can get as much velocity of pushing things off of the boat.
It's hard, sir. It's hard for all of us 18 men to stand on these three tiny little points on the tops of these masts.
It's easy for me. I'm in the crow's nest.
Shut the frick up, Henry.
Henry's just a friend to me. He sits in the crow's nest and waves happily. doesn't understand that he is a man who hasn't got a plan. He sits in the crow's nest every day, and no one likes him.
Hey, Megalodon. No, like, I want to, like, talk to you for a second.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. So, you know, like, as the ocean, I kind of just chill out. You know, I have my times where I, like, get real cray. Yeah. And then I calm back down, and I kind of, like, go back and forth. And...
Yeah, Mom, I know. But I mean, like, you're all of our mom as the ocean.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like I'm ready to do something kind of big right now.
We talking floods?
No.
Tidal waves?
I want to do something like no one's ever seen before. Well, because like here, the Mer King's about to die. I just feel it. It's just
what?
Like... Oh, shoot.
Sound travel.
I don't know. It's kind of like, I kind of get like that, sorry. Oh, gosh. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said it so freaking
bluntly.
It's okay.
Bluntly. I mean, to your credit, we gave him a big old prophecy.
Yeah, I was like, when your time's about to come, you'll be sent from a boy from, you know, I can't remember how I worded it. Was you read it back.
What'd you say? Yeah, sure. When the sun is at its appointed hour in the sky,
yeah.
Surely a man from dirt will come to bring life to those who live beneath the waves. And lo, they will embrace him as their own.
Chill.
But the father who he has not been birthed from but will come to adore will be struck by a cannon dropped from too high off of a boat.
Yeah, I really like... Great job. Thank you. Man, I'm so good. But like, here's my deal. Okay, these boats, ever since they came around, I was like, okay, this is chill. People are like using me to transport. That's like gonna eventually like bring them together. But then like it brought war. It also brought like rad trade and gave us spaghetti and meatballs. But I was like, this
cannot be overstated enough.
It brought like...
Do you guys want any snacks?
No, clams. We're good. Okay. Actually, yeah, clams, I think it's probably better for you to be part of this meeting,
yeah,
too.
Clams.
I feel like the ocean's about to drop something mega.
No, I was just, like, thinking, like, I feel like these boats eventually forgot that, like, I'm, like, their bud. You know what I mean? They started,
yeah,
like, seeing
they
me.
Aggro.
They started seeing me as, like, their enemy rather than, like, it was kind of like one time I was mean to them and then they blamed all of me forever, you know?
Remember the program we tried to start, Buddies with Boats?
Yeah. Thank you, clams.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, it's like... I'm sorry. Listen, sometimes I have to have like giant waves and storms. That's like weather,
yeah.
You know? But like, you don't get to be mad at like all of me. I'm so huge. Mm. And they're just, I don't know. I just feel like.
I don't know. As a very tiny person.
What?
As a very tiny person,
no,
I
clam.
Find myself to be completely powerless.
Well,
because
yeah.
Because you think because you're large, you get to be mean all the time and do what you want. But I'm just a clam.
Well, see, you're just like the boats, clam, and I had no idea you're so close to me. Here's what you got wrong. You're forgetting I gave you life.
Oh.
Forgot that I gave you life.
Oh.
And like everything you eat and everything you need to survive. Just cause sometimes I mean I gave you life. So like call your mom and say thank you. Call your mom and say thank you. Even if sometimes she does things that confuse you, you should just call your mom and say thank you.
Hello,
Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
It's the clam.
Thank you.
And I have to say how happy I am.
Oh, good.
To have you. Problems I have.
Okay.
You're fucking everywhere.
What do you
I go, you're everywhere I go.
Do you feel
everywhere.
Like,
I can't go anywhere because you're already there. Mom, everywhere I go, you're there.
I'm not trying to smother you. I want what's best. What's wrong with that?
It's just that if you withdrew your love, I die.
about me mean things on the internet, which I can hear from here because the sound travels so clear in the ocean, which is very, very wet. I should just now call my mom and say thank you. Hey everybody, lobsters are here!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey mom, how's it going?
Hey Ma, great to see you!
Hey, did you hear the one about the two lobsters that were late to the meeting? They survived! Hey!
Because
they were the dish, did you get it?
Yeah, I got
they
it.
They were the meal for the meeting.
No, I got it.
Because they were late, they
survived. They got to live.
I got it, it was really good.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. I just, you know, hey, could you... can I borrow $10?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
What? Don't talk to him. He's just...
Can I borrow $10?
He's so selfish. He's so selfish.
Hey,
he will take that $10 and spend it all on himself.
Can't spell shellfish without selfish.
You're so...
Hey, come on. Give me $10. Come on, Ma, you give
okay,
it to him, give it
right,
to me.
All right, but seriously, boys, this is the last time, okay?
Yeah, we promise.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You know what's weird? My eyes!
Buzzing! Because we're lobsters. Okay, bye!
did you hear that?
Yes. What? Oh, the lobsters, they're brilliant. I saw them last weekend.
Very, very no, I funny. Just, I would pay any amount of money to watch them in a sort of...
I saw them at Clacker's Comedy Club.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
Your Highness, you must be worried. The ocean has proclaimed that you are about to die.
Well, when the ocean proclaims... What can you do?
Well, there's a cannon, a whole cannon coming down above you. Just move to the left or the right. You know your fate. You can avoid it now.
Certainly I could move to the left or the right.
No, do it. Don't sing like a sad aria while you stare at it. Just
falling
move
cannon above. Falling cannon, I love this life. Please don't crush me to death. Falling cannon, why do you do this to me? I am a good king, I want to be free of this fate that crushes me.
And just move over.
Well, I could do that, I suppose.
If you want to avoid the fate, just move.
All right. There we go.
I did it! I saved it! I am the chosen one! Did you see?
I did see. I mean, that's not the prophecy. But you did save the king.
Prophecies are made to be broken.
Is that true? Is that true?
That's what I just said.
Yes, then know your place. It is true, for the king has said it, and I've always said it as well.
Glaivar!
Yes.
But then it must be true about me as well. Right? I must be, you know, some sort of, what, prince?
I don't know. If prophecies are meant to be broken, the book is really wide open on you.
That's true. That is true. Now that you're here and I am still king, what about you?
Yes, perhaps we should kill him. Just an idea floating it out there.
Why do you hate me?
I don't.
Yes,
I,
you do.
No, I don't.
Why do you hate me?
Why do you hate her?
Why can't I be king?
You! You can't be king, you're a squire!
A squire is just a king with different letters. You can't spell king without squire. Watch and I'll prove it to you. King and squire have the same letters and numbers, except king has too few.
I have to say that you're wrong about spelling king and squire.
How so?
Only one letter in common.
common. That really doesn't support your argument.
S and K are basically the same, just slightly different shapes. If you bend an S, you can make it to a K. That is no mistake.
I think you're wrong about that. When I say S and K, they're very, very different in every different way. The one is like a S, the other like a K. And if you say it differently, I'll kick you in the nuts.
Okay, but letters are basically something that we just made up. So why can't letters be just like other letters? Please don't kick me in the nuts.
Never try to tell me not to kick you in the nuts.
Do not kick me in the nuts.
I will kick you in the nuts anytime I want.
Where are nuts on a mermaid?
You've misheard. There are no nuts on a merman. To have nuts would be absurd. We said no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
But I have a nut. I don't have a nut. So I'm a not a nut, a merman after all. I guess I should know because I don't have a tail. Then what am I?
Perhaps I could be of some help. It's me, old Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Do you see? He sounds exactly like we did before.
Yes.
I bet Peter, I bet you knew. Wait, Peter, did you know that that was old Peter? You knew right away,
well,
right?
I did only because you're always making fun of me. I didn't think you really captured my... You make it sound like I'm always singing little ditties. I'm just an old Peter, and I'm here to tell you, young Peter, yeah, that I thought I was the boy from the prophecy, but I don't think I was.
Oh, I was not the boy from the prophecy.
Too bad. I wish I was the boy from the prophecy.
And I'll tell you right now, these mermen will never accept you. Yeah, I was getting that sense. They're really mean. That one's trying to kill me.
He's trying to kill me too.
Yeah. Wait, you gotta stop trying to kill everyone.
Don't tell me how to live my bliss. My bliss is murder.
That's not how it works. We all have to make sacrifices to live in civilization. You don't just get to murder.
Well...
Yeah, don't you know?
I don't want to be treated as another one of old Peter's
in
famous...
In our society, oh, you give Christ. A little, get a little. That's how it works to be civilized. To be in society, you give a little, get a little. That's how progress is realized. First, it might feel like you're losing freedoms, but in return, you get roads. Second, it might feel like you're losing freedom, but public education and healthcare, I suppose, it's worth it, I swear. If you don't agree, you don't care. Then that's how old Peter feels. But these mermen don't agree, cause they're Republicans.
Oh my god, old Peter, can I just say, that very long thing you said, I just zoned out. Then I didn't hear what you were talking about. I heard boop 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 boop. I'm old and my name is Peter. But you're right, I am a staunch Republican.
Sorry, young Peter, but I don't think you'll find your place here. I know I haven't, but it's too late for me to go back to the dirt place because, well, now I'm all slimy.
Thanks, old Peter. I think you're right. Maybe it is time for me to go back. Wait a second. Old Peter, young Peter, never knew me real dad. Both boys who can breathe underwater. Both don't fit in with these mermen. Both agree in giving up for... you know, mild socialism.
I have no idea what you're leading up to right now.
Peter,
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 Peter.
Peter.
You
King told me not to tell you.
Shut up, King, you're still gonna die soon.
What?
Megalodon, say what you were gonna say.
Old Peter had a baby.
Sid.
Sorry, and then he threw it in the ocean. And then the ocean brought it to an orphanage. And then old Peter, to thank the ocean for helping him get past that fit of insanity, where he threw his baby, went to live in the ocean. And I played trombone.
He plays trombone.
Came down here and swam around, and the mermaids were kind of dicks to him, but to be fair, he was kind of a grump.
I disagree, I just thought he was stupid.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
But maybe he's smarter than us all. Maybe he heard the mysterious call of the water,
of the sea,
of the water.
Making a cappuccino for a captain. Then you dove over the edge of the sea, learned you could breathe, thought you had a prophecy, saved a king, learned you had an old dad who tried to kill you. But you also learned that the ocean is my family, and the rain is as well, and so are the mermen. And a megalodon on a brass instrument we cannot tell. And also two lobsters.
Hey.
And also a sad little happy clam.
Hello.
And also the people throwing cannons. And one guy named Henry, what a man, for saying that if we are water, then we are all one.
Did you know that all of us are like an ocean? Filled with water and salt and freedom.
Yeah, that's right. We are all salt and water.
Thank you so much for coming out to this presentation of Salt, Water, and Freedom that you have just seen with... we're going to bring out the cast and the director and all
Please
of the people.
Please welcome out all of our designers, the cast, the crew, the writer, the producer. As you know, this is a work in progress. We're hoping it moves on. So we'd love to get your feedback on the production. You just saw the fully realized production. We can handle about a few questions here. And yeah, that might be about what we can handle. No, you're fine. Anyone who's currently up, we can handle you.
Thank you so much. So yeah, you can ask your question to anyone who made the show happen.
Let's just make sure that this
it's so
is
you,
on,
you
which
have
is
our technical
not, which
director
my only
Steve
job.
Take a look at that.
All right, sorry. My name's Randall. I'm the mic tech, and I'm having a heck of a day. That was my one job to turn on that microphone, and I really biffed it.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up, Randall. You do a great job.
Thanks. This is the director. It's a very kind man.
Hi. I'm the director, Nane Snavs.
His name is Name Snavs. Yeah, sorry, what was your question?
My question was for the set director. It was a very bold move, especially for a community theater, to put an entire tank on stage. Could you speak more to that process and that choice?
Yes, I can! They told me I couldn't, and I told them I could.
I told her she couldn't.
And none of you are drowned, so scoreboard.
You know what? We started with a couple models. At first, it was going to be a bunch of individual mini tanks, and then I thought, what if I just broke down all those walls, welded them back together, made one big tank? Look it, I did it. So
I told her she couldn't do it, but
and
she
I
did
said
it.
Please, and here we are. So nobody drowned. You're not wet. But here's it. Here it is, and you know.
Well, somebody did drown.
Well,
remember, Keith, who was playing Peter in the first production.
No one drowned tonight.
Yeah, no one drowned tonight.
We're gonna take a moment for Keith, by the way. Yeah, let's
Keith, who played medium Keith. Peter, a part we had to cut. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name. My question is for the.
You can tell us your name.
We'd love to also know.
Hi, my name is Eric with a C and a K.
Hey!
Oh, Jesus.
Greedy,
Jesus.
But okay.
We just make up... Letters are just things we made up.
Exactly. So my question is for the costume designer. I wanted to know what you were thinking when you decided to have a full-size megalodon on stage.
Well, I think Jesse can handle this because Jesse was in charge of the creature effects here on the show.
I was thinking the people are ready. I was thinking, yeah, I could make people suspend disbelief and be like, that's supposed to be the megalodon. It's small, but I understand putting the actual thing on stage would be difficult and confusing and maybe scary for the children, small children who love theater and just come to the theater to have imagination sparked. And I thought, if I was that child, I'd want to be afraid for my life that night. I would want to leave the theater feeling something. So yeah, I made a life-size megalodon, and we use a crane to kind of swing it around on the stage. And the director told me I could not do that.
And
I did it, and we're
told
here.
You couldn't do it.
Support unions!
The one thing that's amazing, Eric with C and a K, the one thing that's amazing, I said, can you make this megalodon play a brass instrument? Jesse said yes.
I said yes. It's going to be a little bit amorphous, what it sounds like. But I sure can. Can I answer your question?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Hi, my name's Cameron with the way it's normally spelled. I was wondering for the writer. I know that a regional theater production is often the last form an idea takes. So I was wondering what other forms this idea has gone through before now.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time alone. When I write in a sort of cube made of plywood and
This is Spance. He wrote the book that started as a novella, that started as a poem, that started as a napkin.
It just started as a
just
a
like
dot
Harry Potter.
I put on a piece of paper, a dot. And then I said, where can this go? And I'll tell
you
what.
It all started with a dot.
Yeah,
so.
Well, when I first approached the idea of the duality of Peter.
And again, originally it was a triality of Peter.
We're sorry,
but,
Keith.
You know, but Keith brought so much to the role of medium Peter. And as my lover, I was utterly devastated when he drowned in the during tech rehearsals. But the show must go on.
The show must go on.
Now, what was your question again?
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My question's for the choreographer.
Choreographers.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello.
Well, I did notice there was like a Cirque du Soleil kind of element in addition to just sort of normal actors underwater, so I was wondering how that collaboration worked.
Legally, it was not a Cirque du Soleil element.
Okay. So, you know, some of us maybe do have a prior relationship with Cirque, and maybe some of us were asked to leave. And you know, like, you know, everybody has a different idea of what, you know, acrobatics should look like. And you know, some of us just didn't fit that mold, and some of us like couldn't do the skills. And some of us refused to be trained. And some of us said, hey, still let me be here, because I like it. And some of us had to be told to leave several times. And then some of us had to choreograph some revenge choreography to say, oh, I'm sorry, Ka. Oh, I'm sorry, oh. I'm sorry, Miss Stare. Oh, I'm sorry.
She's talking about me. That was pointed, and I know that it was meant to be obfuscated, but she's talking about me. I worked for Cirque du Soleil Iris for that circus, and yeah, I put a lot of that work into this show, and yes, legally, I was not supposed to do that. But yes, I did do it because I don't like learning new skills because I fear change.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much.
The director told me I could not stay.
You couldn't stay.
And I did not leave. Support unions.
Hello, I'm Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Paula.
So I have a question for the playwright. Why did you decide to have that like inspiration from Annie for the orphanage song?
Well, I just ran out of ideas. I couldn't think of anything in that moment, and I really like Annie. It's a good show. And I like when kids are in trouble. I like when kids are in a dangerous situation where no one cares about them. So I really wanted to inject that into this show. That sense that children should not be taken care of. Does that make sense to you guys?
I think so. Well, it makes sense. I don't know. But was it your thought? Yeah. And I think that that's how you feel, because that's how we all felt on stage. And thank you so much for noticing that and that question. But there actually were, there was like another original orphan song that was cut.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But I think remember. We can perform it for you now. Thank you so much for all your questions.
Starting stuff.
come from.
Russell Snyder on the keys. Thank you so much for playing with us. Thank you, San Francisco Sketch Fest. Thank you, Gateway Theater, and the whole team here. Thank you so much. What? Oh, yeah, we have an album that dropped today. Please listen to it.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Yeah, we have an album that came out today. You can find it on, it's called The Calendar Album by the Zach and the Jess. It's on Spotify, or you can buy it if you want to support people. Also, if you were brought here by a friend, this is a podcast. It's called Off Book, the Improvised Musical, and it's, you know, where podcasts live.
Thank you so much. Good night.